USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. They were asked about North Korea.
Our two nations also share a willingness to engage diplomatically with the DPRK, to take pragmatic steps that will reduce tensions as we move toward our ultimate goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He said he's appointed a career diplomat, Sung Kim, as a special envoy to North Korea. Biden didn't rule out a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but said he wouldn't repeat the way it was done in the past. He also spoke about the pandemic.
We agreed to establish a comprehensive vaccine partnership to expand the manufacture of vaccines that have been approved safe and effective.
Biden said the U.S. would vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members that serve alongside U.S. forces. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A federal judge has ordered an alleged Capitol rioter, self-described as the QAnon shaman, to undergo a psychological exam. District Judge Royce Lamberth of the District of Columbia said Jacob Chansley must be evaluated to determine if he's fit to stand trial. Federal prosecutors accused Chansley of attempting to violently overthrow the U.S. government during the January 6th Capitol attack. He was easily identified in the videos and photos from the riots due to his headwear, face paint, tattoos, and an American flag mounted onto a spear. He faces charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building without lawful authority and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The judge ruled that Chansley must remain in jail until his trial because he presented a possible threat to members in the general public. Federal agents have charged more than 400 people with federal crimes related to the insurrection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The family of the woman who was shot to death during the Capitol riots wants answers regarding her death. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona demanded to know who, quote, executed, close quote, Babbitt during a hearing earlier this month with former Trump administration officials probing the events of January 6th. Jeffrey Rosen, former acting attorney general of the Justice Department, declined to answer the congressman's question, including identifying the police officer who shot and killed Babbitt. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. They reasoned the officer acted in self-defense, and they did not identify the officer.
The Tokyo Olympics will open in July, even if the city and parts of Japan are under a coronavirus emergency. The International Olympics executive that made the declaration said the World Health Organization is assuring everyone it will be safe. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.